and who in the annals of the parish helps progress along? Well, there need to be the right social conditions, and Galt suggests that social stability with a certain openness to change is the ideal environment for progress. Too much stability, change does not occur. Too much instability, change does not occur. You need a certain amount of stability and a certain amount of openness to change. And you also need certain kinds of people. People, in fact, like Micah Bulwhidder and, in a later novel, Provost Pocky in The Provost. And these are public figures, a minister or a public servant, who can balance public interest, genuine interest in the flock, genuine interest in the people of the town, with a degree of self-interest. Micah looks out for his own interests, not always consciously, but he's always interested in becoming more comfortable. And the same is true of the provost and Provost Pocky and the provost. And if you take a look at the secondary characters, the people who aren't Micah Bulwhidder, who is perhaps your best example of the right kind of person to promote progress, the secondary characters can all be classified by their degrees of self-interest. There's the really greedy people, like Major Gilchrist, a person who's returned from India, having made his fortune there. There's Mr. Speckle, who's an irresponsible capitalist. There's Mungo Argyll, a murderous tax collector. They're the people who are too self-interested. They obstruct progress because they're only interested in themselves. And these are balanced by Mr. Coulter and Mr. Kibbock, who are agricultural improvers, and Mr. Cayenne, who's the founder of the cotton mill. These characters typify a balance between their own interests and the interests of the community. And it's those kinds of people who help the natural flow of progress.